calling customer support. My name is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. I'm being billed by this number, and I want to know what I'm being billed for.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
11040. What account? What service do you provide?
Well, we're a third-party agency that services many different online vendors.
I see.
And what's your first and last name, sir?
First name is Mark, and the last name is Romero.
Okay. Could you verify your address for the security of the account?
7942 Langdale Street, New Hyde Park, New York.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Okay, so I do see that you paid the shipping and handling for a smartwatch, and that was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and you were billed the $56.95 for the membership fee, and being a member does get you a $125 gift card.
No. I did not subscribe to any such service. And this is the second time I've seen this on my card. And I'd like to know, I don't want this service, whatever it is, however it is, absolutely not. This is, to me, this is fraudulent. You're telling me it's a one-time fee, and this is the second time as I'm looking at my records. My bank alerted me, and I say I've been charged before by you people, by this this particular home supplies. Is that what it is?
Well, it is a monthly reoccurring charge for the membership fee.
For what? I've joined nothing. I do not want this. I want my money back. I want to speak to somebody who's in charge regarding this. There's nothing I joined.
Well, sir, I only can assist with the most recent charge, and I can't offer a 35% refund.
35% refund? I want 100% refund. I want to speak to somebody from this particular company. I want the name of this company. I want to know what they're charging me for.
Well, sir, I just explained to you what you're being billed for.
You're telling me I'm being billed for a smartwatch?
No, sir.
What smartwatch? I have no smartwatch. I'm $56, and I know that this is fraudulent. So somebody needs to give me my 100% back, or I will go, and I'll bring it to the Attorney General's office, and I'll have them look into it as well. This is ridiculous. You know, the first time I figured I did not know what it was attached to. I said it could have been something I did. But now I'm seeing a recurring charge for something I do not have or want. And now you're going to tell me give me a 35% refund? I want a 100% refund, and I want the information of the vendor. I want someone I can contact. I want someone that the attorneys can contact. This is ridiculous. I understand you're telling me that you're just a service handling many accounts. Fine. Then give me the information for who I talk to that is, in fact, with this company.
Well, you're talking to customer support, sir. And as a courtesy, I can offer 50% back.
I don't want, I want 100% back, or I want to speak to someone from your customer service. You're telling me across the board, you service many different companies. I want to speak to someone from this particular company. I want information for this company. I don't want some ambiguous, I'm customer service. And I'm customer service for many different, hey, listen, that's fine. You do your job. My job right now is to find out who is ripping me off.
Well, sir, if you could.
And I'm going to go into my account, and I'm going to look and see how many charges, in fact, have been made by this particular name.
You have two. I'll tell you, sir. You have two charges.
I want them refunded. And I don't want a 50%. I want a 100% refund. Or, again, please provide me with names and numbers of people that I could have an attorney contact, or I could take it to the Attorney General's office and have them investigate it further. This is fraud, plain and simple. Not perpetuated by you? I understand that. I have no problem with that.
Okay, sir, if you could bear with me one moment, I can see if there's anything else I can do.
I'm holding.
Okay, sir, and I did go ahead and issue that full refund of that $56.95, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
Now, what about this initial $56.95 that you're telling me about?
Well, I'll have to get you connected over to a supervisor. Bear with me one moment.
Then please do.